A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Yuma 51b, pagination page 102, starting from the Mishnah, which is the beginning of the line, about 15 lines down. Hayimahalich Beheicho, the Kohen Gadol, on his way into the Kodesh Kadoshim, would walk through the Heichal, which we commonly call the Kodesh, the area that had the menorah, shulchan, and the small mizbeach. So he would walk through that, at shemigel levein shtei haparoches, hamavdilos bein hakodesh uvein kodesh hakadoshim, until he got to the two curtains that separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Uveinein ama, and between these two curtains, is an ama of distance, and he would walk in between the curtains so that they were open on one side. He would go in, he would walk through the width of the Beis HaMikdash, and then come out on the other side, coming to the Aron. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo haisa sham ela paroches achas belvad. Rabbi Yossi says that there was only one paroches, that the Pasuk in Chumash Shemos describes that there will be one paroches. And Rabbi Yossi says, where do you come up with two such curtains? So the Gemara responds as follows. Shapir ko amar lohu Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi is pointing something out to the Rabbanan that's very accurate. You can't come up with a new paroches. Why are there two? V'Rabbanan amri loch, and the Rabbanan explained to you, Hani mili b'mishkan. That pasuk referred to the Mishkan. Avo b'mikdash sheni, but by the second Beis HaMikdash, it was different. Now, before we explain what was different, it's important to appreciate that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the first one, and then the second Beis HaMikdash, all of this follows a same basic pattern, but there are going to be differences such as in dimension, and we're told in the Pasuk, Rashi over here quotes it, Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskil. Very important principle that a Beis HaMikdash is built by the directive of a Navi. A Navi in the name of Hashem tells us how to build this Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though the basic structure of the Beis HaMikdash is going to parallel the Mishkan, there's going to be a Kodesh, there's going to be a Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's going to be a Chatzar that has the big Mizbeach, there's going to be an Aron, a Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbeach, small Mizbeach, right? All of this is going to be in place, but the exact dimensions are going to depend on what the Nevuah was for that Beis HaMikdash, and it was not exactly the same as the Mishkan was. Therefore, says the Gemara, that Pasuk is referring to the Mishkan, but by the Mikdash Sheni, it was different. Why? So the Gemara continues, Kevan delo havoi ama teraksin, because it didn't have the ama of teraksin. Uva Mikdash Rishon hu da havoi. And that ama teraksin did exist in the first Beis HaMikdash. This ama teraksin is a wall which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kadoshim. It was an actual wall. V'istapka luhu l'rabbanon, and the Rabbanon had a question when they were building the second Beis HaMikdash. B'kedusha say, regarding the holiness of that ama, its underlying bedrock, what is the level of Kedusha of the Amatraxin space? Ikelifnim, is it included in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Ikelichutz, or is it like the outside? Ve'avuchte paroches, and they therefore made two different curtains to accommodate both possibilities. on the one end, the front curtain is the real curtain, and this area until the second curtain and beyond is all part of the Kodesh Kadashim, or this front curtain is part of the Kodesh, and the Kodesh Kadashim doesn't start until the second curtain and inwards. The question, of course, that begs to be asked is, why did they make a curtain to begin with in the second Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't they make an Amaterasin, a wall, just like the first Beis HaMikdash did? Why are they worried how to extrapolate from the first Beis HaMikdash what the second Beis HaMikdash should look like? Just duplicate it. And the answer to that is based on a pasuk in Chagai, Perek Beis, which says, Godo Yihya Kivod Habayis Hazeh Ha'acharon Min Harishon. The second Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash. And because it was bigger, it was not able to have an Amma Traksin. Rashi here explains that because this space between the ground, between the Kodesh and Kadoshim, and the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the roof was larger, it was a greater distance than it was by the first Beis HaMikdash, therefore, one Amma wall wasn't going to hold. It was just too high. And to make it bigger, to make the wall bigger, thicker, so that it could withstand a greater height, they're not allowed to do, because then they would be taking away from the Kodesh or from the Kodesh Kadoshim. You're not allowed to change the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. What they had to do was somehow utilize the amount of space of this one Amma and create a partition which would satisfy all the requirements. And the only way to do that was not to build a wall, because the height wouldn't handle it at that width, but instead to drop a curtain. Now, there's a fascinating discussion here, because Rashi, the third line in the Gemara, uses the word mea, which would mean 100, that the height of this space, which they had to run the curtain, was 100 amos. And the Tosfos Yom Tov, based on source material, points out that that's simply not true. That the first Beis HaMikdash, the space was 30 amos, and the second Beis HaMikdash, the space was 40 amos. And the Tosfos Yom Tov suggests that we're dealing with a copyist's error, that the letter Mem with a streichel was there, and the copyist decided to create it back into longhand instead of an abbreviation, and he switched the Mem to Mea, thinking that's what it stood for, but in reality the Mem was intended as a gematria, meaning 40. If you'll see, our Rashi has the Mea in parentheses with a star, the star goes to the side, HaTosfos Yom Tov Goris Mem, that it's 40 Amma, and that's the height. This cheshbon, this calculation, is eerily similar to the first Mishnah in Sukkah, where we discussed how high can a wall be and still be built in a certain way. So over there, in the beginning of Sukkah, we were dealing with Sukkah shigavol lemayla me'esrim amo, a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, the Gemara says, would have to be built in a permanent way. It would have to have more permanent walls. And therefore, it can't be more than 20 amos, because it has to be sukkas arai ba'inon. We need that it should be built, or at least be able to be built, in a temporary way. Over here, we're taking such principles in a whole new direction, but we're being told that at an amma of width, you could only build the wall successfully up to the height. It worked in the first Beis HaMikdash at 30 amma, but it would not work at 40 Amah. And therefore, for 40 Amah, they had to drop a curtain, and they were left with this question, where should they drop the curtain? Should they drop it in the beginning of where that wall used to be, or in the end of where that wall used to be, front to back? Where do you drop it? And therefore, they dropped two curtains in the place, so that mimanafshach, either or, it's accommodated. Taisvis, bottom Taisvis, has an interesting question. Why didn't they make a paroches that is the full width of an amo, an enormously thick, I guess it would almost be like a thick blanket. It would be an amo in width, so that it should literally duplicate the amotraxin, the amo wall that was in the first Beis Hamikdash. And Tosfos says that if you're using a paroches, it has to work like the Mishkan, which is that from the point of the paroches, it's right away Kodesh, and its thickness has the status of the Kodesh Kodashim, and just making the paroches thicker to parallel the wall doesn't work, because if you're doing a paroches already, it has to parallel the Mishkan, and immediately after the paroches starts the next area. You'll take a look, the first wide line at the bottom of the page in Taisvis, the first wide line, V'ibo lemeve paroches, if you're going to do a paroches, Tzurichin lasas kamo she'osu b'mishkan, you have to do it the way it was done in the Mishkan. Yeshikoach, have a great day.